Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Rabash.
מאמר מספר
815. Article number 815. Bo, come.
חומר הלימוד מופיע באתרים סביבה טובה וערבות.
You can find the study material on the סביבה טובה and ערבות systems. And you can ask live questions through there as well. Whoever asks a question in the study hall is asked to stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clear. Article 815 from Rabash,
Bo.
Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may set these signs of mine within him. The interpreters asked about the words, I have hardened. Since the Creator gave him the hardening of the heart, meaning that the Creator denied him the choice, why is it his fault?
מהו השם בזה? וכמו כן הקשו על לשון.
They also asked about the words, come unto Pharaoh. It should have said, go unto Pharaoh. Since come means let us go together. Meaning that the Creator will go together with Moses.
ולהבין הנעל, נקדים במה שכתוב.
To understand the above, we should begin with what is written. Our sages said, one should always see oneself as half guilty and half innocent.
אשריו.
If he performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he sentenced himself to the side of merit. We should ask, one, how can one say that he is half? While he knows about himself that he has more transgressions than mitzvot.
Bet, asa mitzvah. Two,
if he performs one mitzvah, they said that he has sentenced himself to the side of merit.
Mashma,
but they said, always. Meaning that even after he has sentenced himself to the side of merit, he should also see himself as half and half.
ואיך אפשר לומר דבר כזה?
So how can such a thing be said when he has already performed one mitzvah?
גימל.
Three.
אם הוא יודע בעצמו שיש לו...
If he knows that he has more merits than iniquities,
איך חייב לומר...
Why must he say half and half?
והנה חזל אמרו,
our sages said, anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him.
מדוע מגיע לו,
we should ask,
עונש גדול, אם הוא גדול,
why he deserves such a harsh punishment that if he is great, he is given more evil inclination than a small person is given. The thing is that our sages come to teach us the way in the work of the Creator, to advise us how to emerge from the authority of the evil inclination. Therefore, they instructed us that one should not say that since he has few merits and many iniquities, he can no longer decide that from now I will walk on the good path, since he sees that he is under the authority of evil, because he has many faults and few merits. And he concludes that all this extends from his being born with bad qualities, and he has no way to emerge from the governance of evil. The choice that one is given to decide of merit pertains specifically to one in whom the powers of good and bad are equal. At that time, it is possible to decide to the good. But for one whose bad is greater than the good, he can no longer decide.
ועל זה אמרו חז"ל, לעולם יראה אדם.
Our sages said about this, one should always see oneself as half guilty.
על דרך
שכל
הגדול מחברו,
who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Since if someone becomes great and remains in the bad from before he became great, he will have much good and a little bit of bad. And in this way, it is impossible to make a choice. Since just as there cannot be choice if the bad is more than the good, there cannot be choice if the good is more than the bad. Therefore, one who is great, whose good is great, is evil, must be increased from above. So he will have the exact same measure as the good. Then, when the two are equal, there can be choice.
It
therefore follows that if a person sees that his good is very small, he should know that his bad is also very small. Although he knows that he has made many transgressions, he should still know that from above, the bad in him was diminished because the good in him was diminished. So he would be able to make a choice. As for the many bad deeds he did, there are corrections for this through hell or through repentance from fear or from love. But concerning doing, henceforth there are corrections that diminish the bad, so it is not greater than the good. So he will be able to choose. Thus, a person can always choose. Since before he has performed one mitzvah, the authority of the bad is not greater than the authority of the good. although he has many bad deeds. After he has performed one mitzvah and decided to the side of merit, his evil is increased. Meaning, the bad is empowered so as to govern to the same extent as the good. It follows that then too he is half and half. By this we will understand the verse, "Come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart." Since once Pharaoh has sentenced himself to the side of merit, saying, "The Lord is righteous, he was great," therefore, he could no longer make a choice. For this reason, there was a need for the Creator to harden his heart, meaning increase his evil, since only in this way is there room for choice. It follows that through the hardening of the heart, the ability to choose was not taken away from him. On the contrary, here he was given the possibility to make a choice.
Questions, please?
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rav. Where precisely is the choice? Because it sounds like a person either does good deeds and then he feels that he's good, or then he receives a hardening and does bad deeds and feels that he's bad. So where does the point of choice come?
He should always see himself half and half. And to try to do good deeds by which he wants to advance in his choice of the good toward all of his life, all of his teaching will be in good.
So he has the possibility of avoiding the bad deeds where he gets the hardening of the heart from?
That's completely separate. There is no guarantee in that whatsoever. But a person has to always see himself half and half, half good and half bad, and to try to do good deeds.
He needs to remind himself his bad states and his good states. So,
just write it down before you. Yes, yes. I saw that. They write in the computer when they open the page. Yeah.
Nutella.
I give it to her.
Thank
you, Rav. I think the problem is that when a person feels he's doing good deeds, he already judges himself as if he's good. He doesn't have true awareness. It's like he doesn't have this clear manner in which he can see himself, well, I'm a good person fundamentally, and you know that I do is good, unless I've fallen to be a victim to something or some response was evoked in me. So what do we do with that? A person's not honest with himself.
I actually saw people speaking differently.
So I'm not honest with myself.
Are you or not? That's different.
No, I also see examples around me, but I'll just talk about me.
No.
I'm saying there's the feeling that also when you study and you understand that you have the evil inclination, I don't feel that I can judge myself ever to the side of good. I always seem to justify what I do.
Why?
Because I grew up with the feeling that I'm a good person, a sensitive person. I have 1,000 excuses.
So now, let's say you're calculating, you see your life, and you're judging yourself in a different way, that you have no good in you, but only bad, from dawn to dusk, from evening to morning, bad all the time.
I don't see that.
Take my word for it.
Okay, I believe you. You're a Kabbalist. You see things better than I do.
No, 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 not because of that. Believe me that all of us are like that.
We're all really so bad?
Okay. You're the worst.
Okay, so I want to not be stuck this whole incarnation in the same place and to die and start all over again.
Oh, so because of that you want to...
Yes, clearly.
Good considerations with the Creator.
To advance, to justify myself, I'll continue this way 100 incarnations.
Yeah.
But I have the conditions, I have a Rav, I have a group, I have study every day, I want to advance. But I understand that I need to see the truth of how to even find something to begin to draw from there and to see the truth.
Yes, lach gvutza.
Do you have a group?
Yes.
Okay. A 10?
Yes.
Okay. Friends?
Yes.
So, you need to connect with them and judge them to the side of merit all the time, non-stop. And then try to get from them the strength for yourself. Good forces.
What is to judge them to the scale of merit? My mind shows me a certain picture that sees things.
You know what your mind is like. Stop believing it.
That's very difficult.
I have no choice. I'm telling you what is written.
To simply talk to myself in an opposite way to the way I talk? Or?
No. But if you want to correct yourself, then you have to search and find some reasons for it, what to correct.
Is my 10 really so perfect?
No.
So how will I always say that they're okay and I'm not? What's the basis to that?
Because you want to see the truth with respect to you. This is why you look at them and you have to really justify each and every one.
What's the basis to that, even if you're saying it's not really like that?
It's all relative.
So I need to look at my tent that that's my correction specifically like that, the way they are?
Yes.
Even... to just see good in them?
Yes.
And then I'll start to recognize the bad in me, truly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Why don't you write it down? It's been several times. It's not the first time I'm telling you. Yes.
Rav, can we define good and evil towards connection or towards separation? Meaning to measure whether my thought or my action or my agreement or my resistance is contributing to connection or not? Can we say it that way?
You can put it this way. For now, yes.
What? Okay. But not.
More. Girls.
Ken.
Yes.
Rav, in the article it was written that to always keep himself half right and half wrong. But so in a certain state, when I feel that way, I don't really have, if I were to feel that way, there isn't really a sensation that I am bad, I'm truly evil, or I need the Creator to help me, because I'm living okay, half-half. And I don't know, where will I bring this request to the Creator that will truly, and, you know, change me, invert me, and because the forces are seemingly equalized.
If you don't have something in your hand that you understand you need to correct, and you feel the evil in you, and you understand that only that you can only turn to the Creator and show Him the evil, so He'll believe you that you really feel bad because of the evil in you, so you turn to Him. But if you don't have evil, purportedly, and as much as you search, you don't see it, then you have nothing with which to turn to the Creator, nothing to ask for. What are you going to do?
I saw the bad, but I also see the good, so I'm in some state that's kind of like you can't move from it.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing to do. The Torah was given to wicked ones. That's it.
Toda.
Ken Dudi.
Yes, Dudi.
What is that state where the force of good and the force of evil are equal in a person?
Shavim.
No,
equal.
Are equal. So they're equal. I have nothing to say.
What exactly equal in it? What's the force of good and what's the force of bad in him?
In order to receive and in order to bestow.
And then what is the choice in such a state?
There's no choice because he is half and half.
He says that a person needs to decide and he's always brought to some point of balancing her.
But in this point, he has nothing to decide. He understands he has to decide, and he understands he has to advance and has to find more bad qualities in order to correct them. Because he sees that he's got more, for sure. And this is how he advances. In other words, the fact that he has bad is clear. And that it's going to be corrected. And also that he has, say, half of his desires that are good, so that too he needs to correct.
So
for what does a person need to see him half in merit, half in...
So he has something to begin with.
To begin what? His
correction.
There's another thing, if you could explain. He says that he made many transgressions, but he needs to know that from above, the bad was diminished in him to become diminished because the evil is becoming less in him. What does it mean to diminish the evil?
That... It's all with respect to the person that so he doesn't feel that he is completely immersed in evil and will not feel that he is completely above the evil in good, but that he is really half and half.
So we're constantly balancing, we're either increasing or decreasing the evil?
Put it this way.
Who does this? Is it the Creator that makes these actions?
No, but the person.
The person performs these actions.
Yes,
Owen. So when he feels that he's completely, fully bad.
Fully bad?
Yes, fully bad. He feels there's nothing good in him.
That's a special situation.
So what does he do from here? He says, no, it's not right. I have also good in me. But he feels that he's all bad.
Yes.
So what from here?
From here, he's got something to do.
To pray
that the Creator will give him something good so he can handle his bad.
כן.
Yes.
יש במאמר הזה עניין בחירה.
There's a matter of choice in this article, because a person can choose to either hear his own voice or the sages. He watches himself, once that he's good, once that he's bad, and it's like the sages tell him, you need to see yourself half and half, and to perform one mitzvah. What gives a person to the strength to not follow his mind, but go by the mind of our sages.
In order to position himself directly in front of the Creator, for this he needs to be in neutral, half and half, and to see himself in one commandment, one action, one operation, that he is in bad, in the intention to receive. And then he should start from this. He should pray and do all kinds of actions that can correct this bad in him, this one bad in him, which he revealed. And in this way, he will advance. In the next minute, after that, he does the same thing. He also brings himself into being half and half. And again, makes himself as if he is worse or better, and this way he advances. Yes.
What you said here, he writes that if he has performed one mitzvah, what's the reward he receives for the one mitzvah? The evil is increased in him. He is given so that the force of evil will govern to the same extent. That's the reward for doing a good deed.
Yes.
What is in the revelation of evil each time that brings a person to come closer to the Creator? What will give me that I'll always see that I'm bad, bad, bad? How will that advance me to spirituality?
According to this, you check how good you are. Why is it not
clear? That's not clear.
If, for example, I'm on the 90th degree on the level of goodness, so I performed 90 good operations.
Every action I discovered that I was bad. Yes. Every action I did something good and I discovered that I was bad.
No. I didn't say that. Every action I received from above a revelation that I am bad. I corrected myself. And instead of the bad, I come to the good. I came to the good. It is spoiled for me, and then I feel bad again, that I am bad. And I again come to a prayer, a request for connection. And I change this bad to the good. And likewise, each and every time. We need to try to be on this path, on this trail, and not get veer off from it. Okay, Marek?
The fact that bad is given to me from above every stage is clear. What is I corrected the bad? What does I change it to good? What does that mean?
I prayed. I asked.
Has something changed after the prayer?
I don't need anything more.
What's the difference between the prayers that correct something and prayers that don't? How do I know that I corrected?
I saw the bad. I accepted it as bad. And instead of it, I want to do something good. And I ask the Creator to give me the good force, the force of the good.
And on my behalf, that's the work. There's nothing else.
Nothing else. What else do you have to do? What can you do?
Nothing.
Right, exactly. Only to feel the bad and ask to turn it into good. Okay? Yes.
I want more practically to scrutinize this matter.
Yes.
Let's say a person receives a thought and he feels that it deviates him from the path, or it's already giving him a hardening that he needs to correct.
Why can he not be given?
Meaning only when a person sees that what comes to him, the feeling, maybe something from the outside, thought, that he identifies it as bad, he sees that it's bad, then that's actually, like you once said, probably many times you said it, that a person isn't given a disturbance if, on the other hand, he wasn't given the forces to correct it. Meaning there's always this equality. Meaning if he's given an obstacle or disturbance, you're given the forces that you can now take advantage of the society, the path, and everything that you've achieved, attained, that you can correct it.
Right.
Meaning, if I performed an action, like you said right now, in prayer, in connection with the friends, and I see that it doesn't leave me this matter.
What doesn't leave you?
That disturbance, doesn't, no matter what. Did I not correct it, or did I correct it?
You have to ask until you feel that this disturbance has gone away.
Meaning there's a clear measurement that
yes.
We did it.
You are the measurement.
So the action, this one mitzvah, is always that you now, in place of the disturbance you had, you're now in more connection.
Yes.
Now, another interesting thing that you said is that you don't even have to wait for these disturbances will be, that you yourself need to search for this.
Yes, correct.
That I didn't exactly understand. The person, no, I feel good. I didn't get any disturbance. I feel I'm connected, that I'm really on the path and everything's okay. I need now to look.
Of course. Of course. If you want to advance, then you have to see where you can add bestowal, connection, correction. And you have to do it.
And then from above it's disclosed that you didn't correct it yet.
First, try to search where it can be, and then you'll see that it's revealed to you.
Thank you.
Ken.
Yes.
What is correction by hell? And by repentance from fear and repentance from love.
It is different corrections that we receive over on certain transgressions, certain incidents that we experienced, that we went over in order to receive. And now we have to correct them. That's it. Okay.
Ken.
Yes.
There's a feeling that the article talks here about the individual, and we see the evil being revealed as a collective evil, meaning the correction. No?
I don't think so. That's incorrect. It's a different evil.
So maybe another question I wanted to scrutinize. When we, I in psychiatry feels that, I feel that Kabbalah and science kind of meet here because we're talking about the subconscious and we're talking about, we're searching for that, if you flood it up to the consciousness, then it becomes a correction. But we're coming from a different direction, meaning we really have tools here how to do this. There's a method where here, where we don't have it in science, let's say. And really, people will only come whether if something bothers them to ask for help from a doctor. So is that the point upon which, or am I completely taking it in the wrong direction?
I don't understand you. In other words, a person who feels, who doesn't feel good, right?
Yes.
In what way does he feel not good?
He doesn't feel good. He comes to me, we do a scrutiny, we care for it, we float up something that to the conscious mind, and we took care of it. But here we're talking about actively searching, not wait for something to bother. And to bring up and understand how much bad there is in me, or how uncorrected I am.
Yes.
And Kabbalah gives the method which we don't have at the moment in science. We don't really have such a method.
So
did I understand correctly? I simply want to understand if I understood correctly the precision here. Is it really subconscious? Is this what we're talking about?
No, no, not subconscious.
It's not.
It is conscious.
The moment it's in consciousness, it's corrected.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы объяснили, как исправлять в каждый момент зло, если...
Have you described how to correct every moment? That we should focus on a certain specific action, one mitzvah. So how do we do this correctly, if you could describe?
Afterwards. Afterwards, we'll go over the scrutiny.
Mark 39.
Здравствуйте, Рав, здравствуйте, дорогие товарищи.
Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. If a person balances within him the good and evil, by that, has he not freed himself from those concepts?
If a person weighs bad against good and good against bad, then he's got nothing to work with. You first need to take him off balance, so he will see how he is immersed in the evil, and then show him how Kabbalah recommends to deal with the situation. Women have to.
It is the fact that I can say to myself that I'm bad comes from nature. I was created that way. That's the desire to receive. Can that help a little in this matter of thinking that we're bad to begin with?
No. Everything comes from nature. What doesn't come from nature?
Correct, but there's this feeling that I'm bad to begin with, too, that I'm like somehow...
Yes. The inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth.
Okay, so the fact that I feel that it's something natural in me, it's not a comfort, but at least it says, well, okay, I'm like that. Now I want to do good. I don't want to be bad. I want to help.
If it can help, by all means, say it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
To decide myself, like you say, is possible, maybe. But to decide the world, to tip the scale of the world, like we're seeing right now, to the scale of merit, how is that possible, Rav?
Okay, I understand it. For now, there are questions. It's an appropriate question. Hadera 1.
Rav,
it seems to me, at least, that everything is like we're all puppets in the hands of the Creator, and He actually doesn't ever show me the real state. And I have all these illusions. And He shows precisely the place where I can correct at the moment, where I have free choice, that I can see that evil has been revealed, and I, with my prayers and my efforts, mostly in the prayer for it to be discovered, to turn to Him with a request to correct.
So what?
Meaning that I don't know what is good for me, what's bad for me altogether, because in the degree that a person is in, and we learned this, a person can never see the whole picture. He sees the moment he is in the end of his, the lowly state that he's in. If he's in that bad state, he corrected that degree. He sees all the things that were.
What is the question?
The question is, do I need to only concentrate on the state that's given to me and using it for me to feel that I have the possibility to correct? That is to see that there's that it's bad and there's the possibility to turn to the Creator and He's helping me correct it. And later comes the next state also. Also not for me, but from it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Turkey too.
Shabbat shalom, Rav Yechar. Rav Yechar. Kişi nasıl kötü eğilimin üzerine çıkarak erdemin tarafına geçebilir?
Rav, how can a person rise above the evil inclination and decide it to the scale of merit?
Yechol, no az ma'ala.
He can. So then what?
He's asking how.
How? By doing this, you decide and you do this, that now you want to rise to the side of merit. That's it. Okay. No, Chaim, wait. Give me some time with them. People. Dozens of people all over the world. English one.
Oh, Rav, hello, world clean.
Hi.
Hi. When I, when we in the 10 consider the condition we're in, is it right to say that the barbarism and cruelty which we see outside the world is actually within us because it is a part of us, and that is part of the thing that I want to change? Because I'm as capable as anybody else as all these terrible things, and that makes me very, very sad.
Ken. Ken. Nahon.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Linden.
That was Linden. Okay.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Shalom lekulam.
Hello, everyone. Is the revelation of evil what builds the Torah inside of us?
No,
oh, you can put it this way.
Ken.
Let's say it is. Yes. It's actually an interesting question.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Shabbat shalom lekulam.
Shabbat shalom to everyone. My question, half innocent, half... is this perpetual mobile? Is like this perpetual motion situation? Has it changed from there?
By being more and more connected to the friends.
How do we do it? Mine is mine, yours is yours. How is this done? We understand he's affect merit. How do we create the speed here?
Speak more to the friends about how to bring yourselves to being half guilty, half innocent.
Okay, but what about the speed? Without the speed, it becomes a regular, simple procedure here. How do we create a fast process to this?
Speak quickly.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you very much.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Rav, it's not clear why for a person to have choice, we must have the force of good and the force of evil to be equal.
I didn't quite say equal. We can't measure it. Judging what? On scales? No, we can't.
Hmm?
Yeah. Scales.
Mishtadlim.
So we try.
Mishtadlim, but because
we try. But still, we don't want it to be exactly equal. But the good will be more than the bad. Question. Is there freedom of choice in this?
Yes, to pray.
French.
Shalom Rav. Et quelle est l'utilité de se voir
Hello,
à moitié bon et à moitié mauvais dans le travail
What
spirituel?
Is the benefit in seeing yourself half guilty, half innocent in the work?
Repeat, please.
Again.
What is the benefit in seeing yourself half guilty and half innocent in the work?
For then, from that moment onwards, I start to think how I decide that the good will be more bad or bad will be more than the good. And in my free choice, then, from that point onwards, I want to decide.
Comment je peux le faire lorsque je vois le mal toujours augmenter?
How can I do this when I always see that the evil increases in the work? How can we see this in the work?
Then you need to pray, to ask, to cry that you have great evil and that you have no strength to deal with it.
Merci, Rav.
Thank you, Rav.
Mac 25.
Спасибо большое. Дорогой Раф, а когда есть ощущение, что у человека нет хорошего, все добро только...
There is a feeling that there is nothing good in a person, and all the good comes only from the Creator, and what exists in a person is only ego and evil. How do we not fall into despair and complaints to the Creator?
Изначально нам говорится о том, что Творец
to begin with, it was said to us that the Creator created the evil inclination, and we need to correct it, meaning to bring against it the good inclination, and then to gradually invert all the bad to good. What can we do? No one assures us that we are good. What is promised is that if we work appropriately, we will become good.
What can give us the first push?
The group.
Moldova.
Shabbat shalom, дорогой Рав.
Shabbat shalom.
Получается так, что когда человек добрый делает добрые дела, ему увеличивает ощущение зла.
It follows from the article that when a person does good deeds, his feeling of bad is increased. Can we say that if a person doesn't feel bad, does it mean he's not doing good deeds?
Yes, yes.
Can we use this in the 10? But if, for example, in the 10 we don't feel that we are connected enough, we don't have a yearning that we're lacking connection, we need to connect more, does that mean that we simply have no desire to work in the 10?
Tov.
More than likely.
Woman UK.
Hello, Rav. This is a follow-up from Shelley's question. If I realize that when I really dig deep, if I realize that I'm often trying to do good just so I can advance in this life, but... But I really want to do it just for the sake of the Creator. but I find I'm not doing this. How can I change this completely so it's just for the sake of the Creator?
That
is through prayer. Only the Creator can arrange that.
Woman Rus 10.
Добрый день, Рав. Добрый день, подруги и товарищи.
Good day, love. Good day, dear friends. So it turns out that when a person does a good deed and he sentences himself to the side of merit to allow him to choose, bad is added to him. Does that mean that the recognition of evil is an infinite process? So how do we reach the purpose of creation?
There is an end to this, where each time a little more evil being added, and it was said about that, that anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. And if he is greater, then more evil is added to him, so that he has the possibility to decide. Only if we have half-half, we can decide correctly. We can decide oneself and the whole world to the scale of merit. Otherwise, we have no choice.
Woman, Ukraine 2.
Дорогой Раф, вопрос подруги.
Yeah, a question from a friend. I once thought that I love the Creator. Now, I feel like it's a lie. But the fact that I hate him, this I certainly feel. I'm saying this, but I feel like disappearing and I can't live this way.
It won't help you.
How to come to the to Pharaoh with the Creator if I discover that I hate him?
You will find a common language with Pharaoh.
A woman Latin.
Hola, Rab, amigos.
Rab, Rab, siento
que
friends.
El arrepentimiento por miedo tiene que ver con recibir más un castigo. Y el arrepentimiento
I feel like otra profundidad. Repentance from fear happens as a result of being punished, but repentance from love has a different depth. Repentance from love has a deeper pain. What should we reveal in this depth, in this pain, in this emptiness?
The extent in which love obligates more than fear.
Woman Kafkaz 1.
Добрый день, Раф. У меня такой вопрос актуальный и сложный для нашей десятки. Вот вы сказали, что надо
I have a question that is pretty complicated for our time. You said you have to get a person off balance to help him understand that he is in his ego, in the bad. I understand that I have to check my intention and what I'm doing and what for. And I don't quite know what it means and how to do it. But on the other hand, every time I try to do it, I feel that all the friends in the tent are not doing this work. And I think it's my own evil that I'm doing something incorrectly. What am I doing this for?
Talk shorter or don't.
How do I check my intention? This is number one. Number two, how do I do it correctly? What is this process to get a person off balance?
So that a person will judge it correctly each time he needs to be moved this way. It's necessary.
Woman German.
Lieber Rav, liebes Weltkli, die Frage einer Freundin.
Beloved Rav, beloved World Kli,
ich bin böse.
A question from a friend.
Was bedeutet das Böse? Und was ist das Böse?
What is the meaning of evil? And what is this evil?
This evil is that I am
menugad lebure,
contradicted to the Creator. That's cold. Bad.
Woman, Max 77.
Thank you.
67.
Lumen Max 67.
Hello, dear teacher. To continue, in continuation to the answer you just gave, the good is in the hands of the Creator. And we learn that the Creator does all the work on us. So why does He control us by adding and removing evil? Why doesn't He add some good to us?
Ну, что бы вы ответили?
Я бы ответила, чтобы у нас был.
What would you answer?
I would answer that it's in order for us to have a choice. But then another question arises. It follows that for this work we do.
Вы на него и ответили, в общем-то, уже. Да.
You actually answered it. Yes.
But this work becomes all pain.
Это и есть становление.
There's no pain. You simply need to understand that this is actually the building of our vessel, the creation of the kli. And in such a way, we rise up to eternity. It's, you can't say it any other way.
Sevgili Rav. Kişi asla kötü olduğunu kabul etmiyor ve göremiyor. Göremediği için de ıslah.
A person can never see that he is bad. He can't correct what he doesn't see. So how does he come to the recognition of evil? How does he come to accept the fact that he is bad?
Only by being connected with the friends and wanting constantly to be closer to the Creator. That's how he gets there. He corrects the bad and reaches the purpose of creation.
Woman Moscow.
Спасибо, Раф. Здравствуйте, Раф.
Thank you, Raf.
Hello, Raf.
I wrote down that you have to focus on one negative act and correct it through prayer. But basically, our thoughts are what's negative. How do you work with one thought? How to work on correcting one thought and then move on to the next thought?
Consult your friends. What you decide together, the Creator will never reject. Rather, He will draw you even more towards Him.
Ken.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes, yes, you.
Rav, אני מרגישה הרבה פעמים שיש פער.
I often feel that there is a very big gap between my thought and my actions.
That
this is this half and half that you're talking about, or maybe I misunderstood. But there is a very big gap. My thoughts are often good, and then my actions are not good, and vice versa. My thoughts are often so bad that the only thing that's left for me is to run to do something good. How do I come out of that place? I get scared.
So the question is,
what to do? Is it really possible to remove bad thoughts through good actions?
You see that, yes?
No, I don't see that it's happening. I'm asking you if it's so. I can have an illusion that this is what corrects my bad, but does it really correct the bad in me, or am I covering it up with some good deed in order to get applause?
That's correct.
So
what do I do?
What do we do? Until we perform the correct action, nothing will come out.
And what is the correct action?
The correct action is when we, in every case, in our society, in the ten, in our ten, in each of our tens, then each in his ten does towards his friends all the correct actions, as much as he's capable. Simply, there's no more. Nothing at all. Shelley, can you hear?
And that's it. And then by this, we receive the correct discernments.
Can I ask something more?
Yes.
On campuses, when new students come, this lesson, I keep thinking, if they listen to this, or if they are listening to this lesson, when they come, they always ask the veterans, what happened to them here? Why is it worthwhile to be here for so many years? Do you feel something has changed? And I feel, honestly, that I'm honest when I tell them I became a better person. Now I'm sitting here in this lesson and I'm saying I feel maybe I can't say this to them. Or maybe I should tell them this because these are the vessels I have right now, but it's not really true. I'm in a big dilemma with this since the lesson began and this article. All of a sudden it grabbed me.
Yes. Yes. So what do we do?
What do we do, Rav? I know, for example, that things have changed for the better. I look at all the years. I don't lie to them. I feel that I've become a different person, that I've been given a huge privilege of being on this path.
Then, very well. So there's a few other things that you still have to do before you. Well, so what?
Okay.
It's not too bad. That's it.
Thank you.
Good.
אנחנו שתיים.
We're till two.
עוד חצי שעה.
No, no, half an hour more.
Another half an hour? Okay. Very well.
So
what are we doing?
אפשר להמשיך? אפשר עוד מאמר קצר?
We can continue. We can read another short article.
There's another short article. Well, let's first of all finish this article.
תודה רב. שאלה של חברה בעשירייה.
Thank you, Rav. A question from a friend in the ten. You said that love mandates more than fear, obligates more than fear. Can you explain what you meant?
Love is more compelling. There's no greater force in the world than love. Not the love that we can imagine to ourselves, but the force of love is a force that decides it all.
How to make the force of love make a person sentence everything? They win over everything.
Here we need to first come to in order to bestow. And from that point onwards, we will find a new path.
Thank you.
That's it, ladies. Who's that there?
No. Sham, Miss Moore.
Well, on the left.
No.
No, I thought it was.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask before if there is work with a good half and bad half before we obtain vessels of bestowal, and afterwards when there is work with a good half and bad half after we obtain vessels of bestowal.
There is.
So we have to go through all the corrections before we obtain vessels of bestowal. So before we obtain vessels of bestowal, we have to go through all the corrections of the evil. We can't skip.
That happens sometimes together. Sometimes we go over one kind of correction and it covers several already corrections. Don't worry.
It's not so much.
Because it popped into my mind, because in recent articles we read, I started noticing that I was asking if Rabash is speaking about this whole process after a Kabbalist obtains vessels of bestowal, because we always have to kind of think where the Kabbalist is.
Why? No, where is the Creator? Where is the Creator and where am I at, and how do I get there?
Because in the article we read, well, it's also connected, related to this article, because
I don't
remember what I wrote exactly, but my impression was that he was working with the evil, with the light, that he wants to receive it for himself, that it's already a completely different kind of evil than where I am right now.
Very well.
Okay. Sorry.
Woman Lithuania.
Дорогой учитель, что в конце концов
Dear teacher, what in the end decides the side of merit? The action or the prayer?
The prayer is also an action.
No.
Hello, Rob. A person constantly says this: I want to do everything for the Creator, but I want to love the Creator, but there's a constant but. So, how can a person love the Creator?
But
unconditionally, without any conditions, without any buts.
Unconditionally, you see, he can't.
So
what do I do?
So what to do?
We
don't turn to the Creator because we don't have a way to show him our love. We ask him to correct us so that we will be able to love him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay.
Oh boy, there's so many. Women Ita.
Buongiorno, caro Rave, grazie.
Hello, dear Rave, thank you.
A real work starts from the vision of my evil. So I pray to Creator to transform into good. Does the Ten help me if it expresses itself in the truth of how it sees
me?
The Ten can help in every case. The question is to what extent it wants to what extent you're asking, and to what extent the Ten knows how to receive the forces from the Creator and to help you. Meaning it all depends on your connection with the Ten and with the Creator. But everything is possible to be done.
She's asking if it's okay that they will actually tell her what's the bad that they see in her.
What's the bad? We don't exactly know what the bad is. The Creator says, I created the evil inclination. That's it. I've created the Torah as a spice. Go and do. Meaning correct this with this, this with this, this with this. But what exactly we're doing in these corrections? We don't understand all the way. Maybe later it... is something that we'll recognize in the end of correction.
Rav, I have a Maybe. Problem. Because I think that a really friend is in truth. Is right or wrong, my opinion?
That's something you're going to have to discover with time. Okay, you're saying to move to the next article?
Decides we can move on or we can...
The meaning of evil, okay.
Right, so let's move on to the next part.